Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Good day. Good morning. You've tuned into Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live, but after 8:30 Central Time, it will be archived. So you could wait about 20 minutes, log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on any date to hear an archived show. And today's show is Women Working at Manly Jobs. Now, I do want to give credit to the New York Times. They ran this article on February 11th. So you could log on www.newyorktimes, the date, February 11th. And the title is Being a Woman at a Manly Job. Now, the call-in number is 347. If you want to weigh in on today's topic, the guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. I need to ask you, why are you men so threatened about women being on the job? Now, I have to do a disclaimer. First of all, I'm not interested in any masculine jobs. I truly want to be the dynamic diva and fashionista. And I don't want to ruin a manicure, but I do support all of you that want to do manly jobs. I salute and support you. Get the book, Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. And you could get it at Author House. You could call 800-839-8640. Choices, 800-839-8640. And I want you to read, go to page 35. Ah, Bonnie Rooks, oh, she was just awesome. Absolutely awesome. Chapter 7 shows no sign of retiring. And darlings, the book is dedicated to the spirit that never ages and to all who want to sing and dance through life. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I just love giving a voice to my passion. Hey, stop and think a minute. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? Think about it. Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? Did you know that internet radio is a powerful advertising marketing tool? Instead of taking an ad out in the paper or magazine, you could have your own live half-hour show. You're the star. You're going to be sharing your story with the world. Your way, you own it. And best of all, darlings, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. Now, I'm your outside advocate, and I work with you on content. No loose cannons. And yes, there is a modest fee. But can you imagine your own show promoting you your way? A half hour, you could take three of them. There is a modest fee for each show. Now, after I work with you and you're on the air live, excusez-moi, your show is archived. I emailed you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. It shall be my pleasure to work with you and to get you on the air, giving a voice to your passion. Live with Kathy. Feel the energy. The brotherhood and sisterhood, iron workers impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. By the way, mark this on your calendar. Fast forwarding to 2019, it's going to happen in Las Vegas at the Mirage Hotel, the North American Iron Workers Impact Conference, February 24th, 27th, 2019. But I'll keep reminding you when we get closer to the date. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades, and located in Canada. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. And when you log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, click on January 25th and you'll hear, iron workers, what a noble profession. It's the CD I open with Aaron Copland's fanfare to the common man. It's bombastic and dynamic. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Bovivant Iron Age, a brilliant wire art sculptor and leather works. Unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs. If you want to give a truly unique and different gift, email Kathy Studio, sbcglobal.net, and I will put you in touch with the Bovivant. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. Oh, they saved my face. It's in the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. They make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. To find out more, log on lifeextension.com. www.kathyhoffman.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth. Oh, learn my secrets to distressing your face and your body. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger, they all release toxins into the body. Get the book. It's an e-book or email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Edith Nam is another author that I'll let in the ad. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and your body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. You could get the book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. She is extraordinaire. Edith Nam survived thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by, hey, did you ever dream of being the CEO of your own business? Working out of the comfort of your home, your office, like I'm doing today, without investing huge capital? Man, it is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and encouraging you to believe in yourself. Imagine the CEO of your very own business. But my darlings, you need the formula. And I have the formula. I had my own home-based business when I was 25. So email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, and it shall be my pleasure to share with you the formula. And another wonderful thing is, darlings, that you get your children involved in it. Isn't that awesome? Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Do you want to ruin a manicure? Do you want to work with men on the job? A manly job? I don't know. I have to tell you, get the book, Choices, at Author House. You will just absolutely love it. The telephone number is 800-839-8640. And read about awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Do you have a story? Would you like me to co-author with you? You know how to get in touch with me. And then remember the Heart of the Lion, my trip to Africa, traversing the Serengeti and the Maasai Mara. You'll love it. That is at Amazon.com and Ex Libris. But let's get closer to the topic today. Because, you know, I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with vigor, vitality, and confidence and experience. I married an iron worker. And I said, yo, Silver Fox, how does it feel? What are your thoughts about estrogen being on the job? And he said, I love it. Man, you women are absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. He had no problem. His masculinity was not threatened. I think those of you that have inferiority complexes may have a problem with women on the job. But, darlings, I'm at a loss. Would someone email me and tell me why you want to be on a manly job? Now, I'm extrapolating from New York Times. Can harassment be linked to work as we define as masculine? insults, groping, even assault. That kind of harassment came along with being one of the very few women on construction sites, in a mine, or a shipyard. These professions remain male-dominated, and the harassment can seem for countless women to be intractable. Sidebar, I still don't know why you want to ruin a manicure, but I will support you if you do. Query. What if the problem isn't simply how their male co-workers behave? What if the problem is the very way society has come to see the jobs themselves? Some jobs are male, not just men's work, but also a core definition of masculinity itself, threatening the status quo, is not just uppity, can be dangerous. The dynamic plays out in workplaces of all classes and crosses partisan political lines. But it is particularly stark in the blue-collar jobs that once scored a kind of manly trifecta. Get the book, Choices, page 35. Body Rooks, Steel Meal Mama, shows no sign of retiring. What does a childhood of hard work, sterling work ethics, pumpkin pie, and the love of old Western novels have to do with choices and the determination to keep on keeping on? Ah, it is my pleasure to introduce you to Bonnie Rooks, Steel Mill Mama. 1926 was an amazing year. On September 27th, Bonnie was born. It was a year that gave birth to possibly the oldest working, steel working woman in the U.S., Canada, and the world. Toughness is an attribute Bonnie, at age 85, takes pride in. It's something she carried with her since growing up on her parents' farm in southern Illinois during the Great Depression. So, you're wondering, what does growing up on a working farm have to do with determination to keep on keeping on? Bonnie said, I'm the second of five children, older sister and three younger brothers. My sister helped mom in the house, and I was delegated to help my father to do outside work. Had to do this every day before going to school and after school. And she and her daddy milked 18 cows. What are you doing today? What is your life like? After morning chores were done, Bonnie walked to school over 2 miles on a country road in all kinds of weather. And she said it was so cold at times, I had to keep my hands in my pocket because I didn't have any gloves. Once at the one-room schoolhouse, together with other students, we'd start the stove to keep us warm. Our lunch consisted of a biscuit with a couple of pieces of bacon. On a scale of 1 to 10, how's your life going? Now, summer came and it was time to cultivate corn. Bonnie drove a team of mules. The sun and heat were unbearable. I'll tell you how poor we were. Mom and Dad couldn't afford to buy me a straw hat and jeans. Working in the sun without protection caused me to endure several skin cancers on my face later in life. Along with daytime chores, my evening chores included gathering eggs, bringing in the wood for the cook stove and coal for the potbelly stove in the living room. That was the only heat we had in the house. Geez, I remember how cold it was getting out of bed in the morning and running to the stove to get warm. You know, we lived hard, but I think that's why I'm so dedicated and have the drive to keep on keeping on. You see, working is all that I knew. It was a way of life. At the age of 16, I left home and found work in Evansville, Indiana. I wanted to work in the defense plants, but I was too young. So I found employment in a drugstore in a Chinese restaurant. Ah, love was in the air. I met my first husband, a sailor, married at age 18, and had our first child. Unfortunately, it was not lasting love. He started running around with other women. I moved back home with my parents, and Sailor and I were divorced 3 years later. Listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Women Working at Manly Jobs, Part 1. And I'm sharing Bonnie Rook's story, Steel Mill Mama. Not much work in our small town. But I heard there was work in Chicago, so I packed my bag. Mom and Dad said they would keep my daughter. She and my youngest brother got along great. Phew. It sure lightened my stress level. Hey, Chicago, chicken in the car and the car won't go. Here I come. I was employed at a candy factory, and that's where I met my second husband. It wasn't long before we hit the trail again. Oh, my husband's second cousin called and wanted us to come to Mansfield, Ohio. There's so many factories hiring. We got jobs right away. My husband at Gorman Rupp Pump, and I at the Mansfield Tire and Rubber Company. Gorman Rupp is still in operation and is one of the biggest pump manufacturing companies in the States. Mansfield Tire went bankrupt in 1978. Happy and sad times. During my time at Mansfield Tire, we had a son, Brent. Oh, he was a joy. Brent was 33 when his wife shot him 7 times. He was unarmed and she got away with it. Brent wrote a letter. In the event of his death, his story would be told. But unfortunately, the letter could not even sign it. Mansfield Tire had to lay me off. I went for my GED. I only got to the 10th grade in school. How many challenges, sidebar, those of you that are listening to the show, how could you do this? Could you do this? She only got to the 10th grade in school, and she took 2 college courses. Each time I was laid off, I took advantage of the time and went back to school. Well, while she was working at Mansfield Tire, Bonnie went to beauty college during the day and worked afternoon. While working full-time at Mansfield Tire, I also taught at the beauty college. Oh, 14 years later, she was laid off again, this time for 2 years. They said they wouldn't be calling me back, so I took my severance pay and made choices to make. My husband wanted to move back to Alabama. He was born there. We packed up and moved to the objection of our daughter. Just out of school and had a good job, she was not a happy camper. But I was ambitious. 3 years in Alabama. I started a bridal salon, and behold, I had another daughter, Alicia. I was 38 at the time, and lo and behold, my daughter got married, and she and I were expecting at the same time. But we moved back to Ohio. Times had changed, so did the climate of the people there. The South never forgot the war between the North and the South. Brent hated it here, so got tired of the kids saying, Yankee, go home. Mansfield Tire started up again in 1965. Jean, my daughter, was hired and had the distinction of being the tire builder until it closed. In 1978, it was uncommon for women to be a tire builder. And I was hired again in 1972 and worked until it closed for good. Circa 1972, I went back to school, Bonnie. She earned her welding certificate. Next on her agenda, business college. She became a certified medical assistant. I love working in the factories the best. She was 56 when Empire Detroit Steel hired her. 5'4", 130 pounds. My first stint, I worked in labor and was sent to the track gang. Over 7 miles of track inside the mill, laying track, pulling and driving spikes next, the brick gang. For several years, I bricked furnaces. The Motar mix was in 100-pound bags, and the ram in 60-pound boxes we had to lift by hand. No easy task, but I stepped up to the plate to the amazement of my male co-workers. And the guys resented my celebrity status. Many of the co-workers thought it was time for me to retire. No, it's a proven fact that if you keep busy, you'll live longer. My mama died at age 63, and Dad lived on the farm alone until he retired at 79. By age 80, he died. I think living alone and looking at four walls every day killed him. So you're probably asking, why don't I retire? Are you kidding? There's so much living out there, and I don't want to die of boredom. Looking at four walls every day. My choice? Refire. Not retire. I'm still here. She was featured in People magazine, the only mother-daughter team working in a steel mill on TV in Mansfield, Ohio. She's been featured in the Associated Press, Columbus Dispatch, and in the renowned Wall Street Journal. Every year on her birthday, she would receive a bouquet of roses from the head of CEO of AK Steel. How's your life going? On a scale of 1 to 10, what are you contributing to life? Get the book Choices at Author House. And if you want to be the only woman working at a manly job, I totally support you. Totally support you. Now, tomorrow will be part two. Now, remember to tune in and listen to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Make it a great day, and I'll make mine better. And remember, beautiful. Make it a great day, and I'll make mine better. Until tomorrow, au revoir.